Is It Num Nums? Written by Red Eyes, Black Scythe, Viscera Knight, and read by Kaber. This is a crossover fic for The Locked Tomb, Suicide Squad, and The Mandalorian, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply, and is tagged with crack, humor, crossover, and game shows. Welcome to your favorite intergalactic game show, Is It Num Nums? The game where all you have to do is correctly identify what is food and what isn't. I'm your host, Gerv, generic, unidentifiable robotic voice. Are you ready to meet this episode's contestants? Here they come! We have a descendant of the shark gods, Nanawe. Next up is a baby of an unidentifiable species, Grogu. And last but not least, a human girl, Nona. Cheers and applause were piped through the studio speakers. There was a live audience watching in real time, but for safety reasons, they were kept in a separate room from the arena where the contestants were competing. All right, contestants, it's time to play. Here comes round one. Is it Num Nums? A covered platform rose from the floor. The cover slowly slid back, revealing a pile of fish. Nona and Grogu both poked at the fish in the outermost edge of the pile before shaking their heads and backing away. Nanawe politely waited until the other contestants had made their decision before devouring the entire pile of fish. "Num nums," he declared happily. "Oh," said Gerv. "It looks like the only one who got the correct answer this round is Nanawe. Fish are edible by all three of your species." The empty platform descended. Who's ready for round two? The platform returned to reveal a pile of sand. Nanawe and Grogu stared at the sand in confusion before sticking their hands in it to see if there was anything else in there. Perhaps some delicious crabs or clams, for example. Upon discovering that it was really nothing but sand, Nanawe declared, "Not Num Nums." Nona, who had already shoveled three handfuls of sand into her mouth and swallowed two and a half of them, looked more guilty than upset when Nanawe grabbed her arm to stop her from eating any more sand, as he repeated in a stern tone, "Not Num Nums." She regretfully spit out the sand that was still in her mouth. Nanawe and Grogu correctly identified the sand as not Num Nums. Sand is inedible to all three of your species. As of this round, the scores are Nanawe in first place with 2 points, Grogu in second place with 1 point, and Nona in last place with 0 points. The platform descended, leaving a faint scattering of stray sand in its wake, which a droid came to clean away before the platform returned. Round three was live frogs, who were quickly gobbled up by Grogu and Nanawe. Although Nona hadn't actually eaten any of them, she said, "Yeah, those are Num Nums." "Everyone earns a point this round," said Gerv. "Frogs are edible by all three of your species. Don't assume that will always be the case. These next rounds may be a bit trickier for some of you." The platform descended and returned with a fresh human corpse. Grogu and Nona were properly horrified by this event and let out distressed squeals. Nanawe, on the other hand, happily declared, "Num Nums." "No!" Nona yelled and grabbed his arm to stop him. He simply pulled her along with him and used his free arm to grab his next meal and drop it right into his mouth, despite the girl's protest. "All of you were correct this round," Gerv announced. "Nanawe's species is the only one whose diet includes humans." Nona looked like she was going to be sick. Grogu had wandered off to poke at the cleaner droid, which gently shooed him back toward the middle of the arena. Round five was three bowls of glowing blue soup, which Grogu happily slurped down. Nona hesitantly dipped a finger in to try, there were no spoons, and Inoue stared suspiciously at, but refused to eat. This soup is edible by most species in the universe, which means that this is the first round where Inoue has not earned a point. That means Grogu and Inoue are now tied for first place with 4 points each, while Nona is still in last place with just 2 points. If our top contestants remain tied in the next round, Nona may have a chance to catch up. Otherwise, whoever gets that 5th point wins. Are you ready for round 6? Round 6 was a mushroom which Nona attempted to try, only to be stopped by Grogu, who grabbed onto her pant leg and shook his little head at her. That mushroom is poisonous to most species in the universe, including 2 of yours. Ninawe's species is immune to the poison, which means that only Grogu earned a point this round, making him the winner of the episode. Your prize is this trophy, and a copy of the Is It Num Nums video game, which is safe to play at home. The end. We'll be right back.